Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
What's happening, ballers? Razzle dazzle. Week 5 is in the books, and to run through it all, I've got two heroes with me. First up, it's the light breeze, Stormo. Hey, mate.
Razzle dazzle, that's a bit out there, Pitsy. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Right, razzle dazzling.
I heard razzle dazzle said about 1,000 times on this weekend's NFL.
Yeah.
Scott Hansen said razzle dazzle about 100 times. Some of the commentators that said, were on the live feeds, they were saying razzle dazzle. And then on the NFL podcast last night, when I was listening to that, it was a razzle dazzle moment as well. So
it's a good theme to stick with then, eh?
Exactly. So I thought, yeah, razzle dazzle this week.
You all good though, yeah?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. And back with back-to-back weeks of over 300 points. Woop, woop. I'm obviously spoiling it for later on. Stocks is here. Hey, mate.
Wagwan, bread beans. Good to be back. Listen, got to start by saying you two need to represent the whole table. Even though I am, spoiler alert, in the top four now, I'm still going to be representing my roots of holding up the table like normal. So every matchup should be fairly spoken about because you two have no idea of the struggle of being at the bottom of the table. Just going to put it out there. You're all up there with your 400-point weeks like it's, you know, easy peasy. The struggle is real at the bottom, and I'm here to represent, even though at the moment I'm higher than normal.
You're not at the bottom.
you are shaking those chains and dropping them off. So
yeah, the pod last week caused a bit of a... Bit of razzle dazzle, didn't it, in the chat? So that was quite nice.
I can't even remember what it was that caused so much stress for everybody.
Well, it was a bit of everything. It was quite good.
Well, I'm happy to make sure that people start talking about it. So that's good. We can maybe offend other people in it, and we're good to go.
just not the Norwegian.
That's it. Yeah.
I think if we could talk about a lot of Robin Wood tonight, that would be good because I've got a lot of input for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got that in bucket.
I won my game finally, so I'm not 0-5, so I'm pretty happy about that.
0-4. Yeah, good effort with that win. Good. Okay, enough. Enough.
Oh, yeah, so let's resume normal features and Pitsy, drop a beat.
I was going to say, I didn't know whether you were going to actually come into that or not, then, but you did. Well done.
Yeah, no, I can't decide. I'm getting there slowly. I'm starting to remember what I need to do. Week 5 and all that, you know.
Only week 5, yeah.
Go on, start us off, mate.
All right. My first highlight, Cooper Kupp being back. Absolute legend. Just didn't look like he'd missed a beat. Just came straight in. Bish, bash, bosh. Lots and lots of yardage, lots of catches. Yeah, straight back in. Beautiful. Loved it. And then my second one is the Steelers D. I've brought them up already on this pod. Maybe was it week one that I... But they're making it again because they're just absolutely bossing it. Like that D, especially TJ Watt, just beautiful.
Saved your bacon, sure.
Yeah, massively saved our bacon. And to beat the Ravens is, yeah, good. Thank you very much. Razzle dazzle.
It's, you know, Cap, I think, to be fair to him, is a phenomenal player, but it's got to be great to have a quarterback like Stafford thrown to you. Imagine if
you're not bad, is it?
Fields or had a great week this week, but... Even to look at Puka as well, who had the fair share and broke all those records catching in the first 3-4 games without Cup. He's still got a fair amount as well, so it's got to be the same. there's a couple of quarterbacks that you would love throwing to being that type of receiver, and Stafford's definitely one of those.
Yeah, Stafford's always been a pass first rather than run type quarterback, hasn't he? So, yeah.
What about you, Doxie? Yeah. What was your highlight of the weekend?
Oh man, my highlight, I got loads. I mean, I think my highlight of the week is just how loud the Bills fans were at Tottenham. Like, I'm genuinely gutted I didn't get to go and experience Bills Mafia. I do feel like I missed out a little bit, because some of the videos and stuff, and speaking to a few people who were there, they said that the Bills fans are no joke. So I am a little bit gutted, but it does show that we can, even though the Bills Mafia travelled, the rest of the stadium got loud, and we can host an NFL game pretty well, which we can do, but it's always nice to keep representing, because if it drops off, they might take some games away and give more to Germany, or put one in Italy or wherever next. So we need to keep showing that as a fan base, we've still got it in the UK. And then secondly, I like the fact that the Patriots are now the worst team in football, really. I know Carolina are 0-5, but the Patriots are gash, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Bloody love it.
How was that?
Worse offense than the Steelers, which just says it all.
Yeah, terrible. I was texting a former member of this league very, very proudly over the weekend because of it, and I had a great time. I'm not going to lie, I had a great time texting him about the Patriots.
Tell Lee about the Patriots and how shit they are.
Oh, mate, it was fantastic. Literally the highlight of my whole weekend. That's what we should put as my highlight. But no. Oh, it was good. They're so crap. It's Mac Jones.
Bill Belichick, the last two games, he scored 3 points. I can't remember what the stat was. It like 60-3 or something in the last two games that he's been defeated by.
Isn't it in the last two games? It's the first time since I can't even know when that they've conceded 30 points in back-to-back weeks.
Back-to-back weeks as well, yeah. There's so many things that we could list. It's absolutely bloody brilliant.
Don't you think they're right? Like, talk about Brady's Patriots from 5-6 years ago. You could probably name about 15 players. Right now, thinking really, 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 really difficult, and, you know, putting my whole mind into it, probably can name about 5. They've just got no big name players, have they? So,
no.
Like, if their biggest star is Zeke, and he's crap, it's a lot. Like, I don't even think I know a defensive player that plays for the Patriots. It's just they've got no names.
Well, they just took one off you, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, I took JC back, yeah. I'm glad, good riddance. But, it's not the same. It doesn't have the same feel about them. And, as you're saying, they're just poor. Poor, poor, poor.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Go back to your the Bills Mafia and everything like that. Yeah, funnily enough, it was to do with the Around the NFL podcast again, and they were saying how much the Jags have obviously put so much effort into becoming the UK team, and then the Bills turn up and it's as though the Jags weren't even there. So that says a lot, Stocks, that the Bills travel just remarkable, amazing.
I saw a video of Lawrence or T-Law getting interviewed on TikTok, and he was talking about the fans and the noise and stuff. And he says he quite enjoys playing over here because they can actually hear the calls. He says because there's so many fans from different fan bases. Whereas if you go to, say, Jacksonville and stuff, it's so loud. And obviously they know when to be loud. Whereas, we kind of get ushered when to be noisy and stuff. But because there's so many different fan bases, you can actually hear all the calls when you're on the line and stuff. He says, which you won't be able to hear at Jacksonville Stadium and stuff. So he says he quite enjoys that.
Yeah, see, that's bad and good, isn't it?
Yeah.
That surprises me, though, playing at Clemson. I wonder if he didn't have a mic in his helmet at Clemson then. Because like some of those games in Death Valley can get stupid loud. Admittedly, it's when the defense is on the field. But interesting.
Fair. I like those Stocks, thank you. Stomo, you got some? Apart from the fact that Lee
besides
crying in his sleep.
Yeah, besides giving Lee loads of shit, my actual highlight, and a team I've thoroughly enjoyed watching this year, and probably I've got a lot of stick over the years, the Detroit Lions, specifically Jared Goff and the way he you know, ushers that offense. But first touchdown was a flea flicker, and I love a flea flicker. Second touchdown was a reverse
razzle dazzle.
Loads of razzle dazzle. And like, if you think a flea flicker is good, you got to see the reverse flea flicker even better. And obviously, reverse flea flicker to Laporta in the corner, touchdown. And they're just fun to watch, the Lions. They're just a great team to watch at the minute. So like, every time they're on the TV, I'm definitely tuning in because they're just entertaining.
Yeah, no, I appreciate them. They are such a good team to watch. But the defense is good to watch as well. They're pretty good on both sides of the ball at the moment, which is...
Oh, their pass rush is frightening.
Yeah. It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, Hutchinson, then, what was I reading? He's got 4 interceptions, and he's got, is that more than Sauce has got, and he's a defensive end? which is mad to think.
Yeah. No, they are frightening. Obviously, they still feel like this new team that doesn't quite belong yet, but I feel that it's going in the right direction, which is great.
Yeah, and they've got a never say die kind of coach here. Just very, very
bite your knees off.
Yeah, give ball kind of thing. There's no like cautious approaches. Yeah, go big or go home. Like every play.
Yeah,
which is cool to watch. I think, which makes it even more exciting.
Two, 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 two. Perfect. Right, week 5, Stormo. Let's get to it.
Cool.
We've got to start. There's only one place we can start, really, isn't there?
Yeah, start with the most important game of the week. Real important.
Damn straight.
The crazy close battle between Stocks and his newly shaved ballers and Dan and his Finn Supers. A crazy high scoring game with both teams going over 300. Oh, God, here's my soul reading this. This is one that came down to the Monday night. And before the Monday night, Dan was 3-3 to 3-3-2. Cheers, 1 point ahead. But both teams have one player each to play. The final score was ridiculous. 3-7-5 to 3-6-2, handing Stocks his second win in a row and moving to 3-2. And the loss sees Dan drop him to 3-2 as well, and also lose with a score of 3-6-2.
3-6-2. You're losing on the 3-6-2.
Sorry, man.
I mean, Stocks is absolutely buzzing, but that is a painful loss, isn't it? Gutted.
It was hard.
Well done, mate. Stocks.
Thanks, mate. I can't remember at what point on Sunday, but our scores were quite high, and it was still our predicted scores were high, and then both our scores were still quite low. And I thought we said when Dan put the message in that it was close. One of us is going to lose painfully high. I'm glad I was on the right side, but I do feel slightly harsh that somebody had to lose to 3-7-5. But again, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's just you come up against a team slightly better when it's a bitter pill to swallow. Like, it's never easy, is it?
No. I mean, he's got to take something from the fact that he's managed to score 360 points. Unlike the fact that you, was it two, three weeks ago? However many, when you were on week 3, I think it was, that you came on and said that you can't find a 300 pointer in this team. And then lo and behold, the next 2 weeks, you've gone over 300 and won both games. So
just need that little pep talk, mate. That's all you need.
But yeah.
The best thing about this game, stat wise, is that our defenses scored exactly the same points.
How cool is that? That's pretty cool.
27.87 exactly each.
Yeah. And the only difference was that the Chiefs conceded 40 more yards. So obviously yards don't matter at all, because that hasn't changed the score, even a point something something. They're exactly the same, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy to get scores the same in this league, especially with decibels. That's mad, but I like that. It looks like my bank pen, that does.
That's pretty cool. So looking at this, it was so evenly matched. Like, there's not really anything that kind of separates apart from one big stat line. And that is a wide receiver that scores 70 compared to 13.
Yeah. Chase smashed it, didn't he? What a game he had. Been sleeping there, the Bengals, so they were due it. But he absolutely went nuts.
Yeah, big game. Big game. It's not often, like we said, I think, Stormo, when did you say, you said last week or the week before, like how many times do you see someone with 15 receptions?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's had three touchdowns. Yeah.
15 of 19, yeah, it's mad.
That is stupid. But then, when I, as soon as Red Zone started, David Montgomery's first rush was like 43-yard touchdown. Zach Moss had piled in about 54 carries by then. I'm like, how have Montgomery and Zach Moss scored 100 points?
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Yeah, just 100 points between those two.
Yeah, and then you look over the other side and obviously A-Chain, I'm just going to keep calling it, or A-Chane.
Everyone's on. Yeah,
he's picked up a knock, which sucks. And then I had Tyler Algier because Gibbs was out. And I'm thinking, God, running backs is where you score points here. I was lucky Jamar Chase scored 70, really.
But Algier got 17 carries. That's a lot for, especially because he splits with Bijan. That's quite a few carries, that.
Yeah, 17 carries for 24 points. Like, he's done nothing with 17 carries.
Pretty much fallen over every time he's carried the ball, but he's got some points.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, my favorite scores of this matchup are Howell and Purdy. You know, 52 points is a great score for a quarterback for Purdy, and then Howell's come in and smashed it with a 63, which is great considering he had, was that the week, last week or the week before, we had an absolute shocker.
Yeah.
Coming.
He had a howler. Yeah. Sorry, I'll take myself.
unplug your microphone, you're done, mate. But yeah, it was definitely a good one to watch, and I'm just glad it didn't involve me, to be honest.
I think there's got to be one more shout out for this game now, and that is Drake London turned up.
They didn't. He had one catch at the end for 40 yards, and that saved
him. Otherwise,
he was getting dropped.
That's 23 points. That's huge for Drake London.
Yeah, Ridder turned up more than Drake.
Yeah.
Made Drake look good.
Six receptions, 78 yards. That was, yeah.
I think I might be the highest scoring team through the last 2 weeks, you know.
I think you are, yeah. There or thereabouts. You're Pitsy, I think.
No, it's not Pitsy because he had a 270-point week.
I must be you then, yeah.
Yeah, 270 points last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lost him 232 points. Gash.
Watch out, guys. I'm coming.
He is coming. That's good effort. Well played.
Thanks. Shall I go and move on?
Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, so next up, we've got a huge game at the top of the table. The Strong Side Cornbread, the fourth, went up against the Hammer Barn Feather Ones. Pitsy took hold of this one and pulled away, didn't look back. The final score was 402 to 270, taking Pitsy to 4-1, while Simon drops to 3-2. 400 pits. Good work, sir. Good.
Thank you very much. I was going to say, on the week that you absolutely smashed your score, I'm sorry that I just pipped you a little bit.
I don't care. I'd rather score 370 points every week and win the league than have one good week where my score is the top of the league. Not saying you had one good week. I'm just saying I would rather.
No. I know what you mean. Yeah, 402 was, I don't know where that really came from, but I'll take it. It's a good win, especially when one of my running backs scored 4 points.
Yeah, your D definitely helped you on this one. All the other players were, you know, had the one that was quite on the low side and a wide receiver that was on the low side, but he had some massive performances. And then when your defense scores close to 70, definitely helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say Tyreek, 40 points. Nice to see Breece Hall back again, 56 points.
He smashed it.
Kamara coming out off suspension, another 40 points. Things are looking slightly better than they were.
And you can tell how much Simon's team misses Eckler and Barkley, because the couple of weeks they've been out, he's struggled to score. We know he's got a great group of running backs, and so-so wide receivers, but when his two of his top three big dogs are out, his team struggles, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Still a decent score, though. So, like, was it maybe in the middle?
270.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Yeah.
Higher than Thacker, myself, Rob, Duff. So, yeah, right about in the middle. But, yeah, going up against
four or two. Yeah, would have beaten half, at least half the league, wouldn't he? So.
There's not a lot you can do going up against four or two, unfortunately.
The fact that he's got Hurts helped him, but he's just got the wrong receiver this week. Yeah, well, I say he's got the wrong receiver. He's got Goddard in there as well, which got all the points in the world. 38 points for his tight end is huge.
He had a great game, he did.
But only, what was it, 2 points for Smith? And 2 points for his other wide receiver at Green Bay.
And you definitely look up, you got Dak scored 10, Danny Jones scored 14. So he's definitely only got one choice of quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that I'd be riding Lamar Jackson quite a lot this season. And the last two games, I've put in Fields, and he's been the top scorer of both of those weeks. So that has paid off slightly this week. He didn't pay off last week because I had a shit team. Didn't score any points. But it was the right quarterback decision. So I'm going to struggle going forward, trying to work out which week I'm going to get from either player.
Yeah, just play the same one, and don't worry about it.
Pitsy, I tried to help you out with that, but you poo-pooed it. And
I can't even remember what you offered, Al.
It would have been fair.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been. Just couldn't get rid of a quarterback that I had exactly the same thoughts as you on, thinking that he was going to be good this season.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyhow. Good. Well, there you go. Sorry, Simon. You came up against a big week for me. I'll take the points. Thank you very much. Happy days. Right, going on. Oh, next up, we have a game we all thought might be a little closer than it actually was. Rex City Thunder went up against the Pfizer Chiefs. Susie had one running back to play on Monday night, while Storm had a running back and two wide receivers hoping to catch up. Fortunately for Susie, that wasn't to be. The final score was 344 to 252, taking Susie to 3-2 and dropping Stormo to 3-2.
Yeah, so obviously Jones pulling out so late, I had nothing I could do there. Jeff,
I guess you're into trouble a lot when you pull out late.
Exactly. Oh, mate, tell me about it. Jefferson got injured, and then those three players that I was relying on to, you know, put up a bit of a fight on Monday scored like a total of 13 or something. when I needed like 100. So
Doug's got you 240, wasn't it?
Oh man, like I benched him last week when he scored 30. I was like, oh, you'll be all right this week. Oh, 2 points. And then I remember watching the London game, and the Bills were behind, and it's like, it's going into the fourth quarter. Allen's only got 31 points. I was like, that's good, I'll keep him there. Bloody 15 minutes later, 65 points. I was like, God damn it, what are you doing? but it's one of those ones, I've got him in another league. So I was like, oh.
Good for that, bad for this.
Yeah, I lost that league as well. And then Dylan, because Jones wasn't in, went and smashed it. Diggs was great. Thielen was phenomenal. Addison got more of Jefferson's ball. And then Kittle went nuts as well. So it was just couldn't help it. And the score just kept going up. I was like, ugh. And then Susie kept rubbing it in at work as well. So yeah,
I've had
a great day.
Yeah, that's exactly how we want it, Suze. Well done, well done. There's a lot of points on your bench as well, Stormo.
I don't get him started, mate.
So what was it, 30?
I switched D-Hop for Dubs out, and then obviously they went the other way this week after being the other way last week. So I was like, oh, God's sake.
80 plus points from Hopkins and the D from
my Saints D absolutely wiped the floor with the pass, didn't they? So yeah, that was cool to watch that score go so high when they're on your bench.
Sounds a bit like what Dan usually talks about with his Chiefs.
Yeah. it was fun. And then, as I was saying to you earlier, like, you know, first world problems, haven't got enough running backs to field this weekend. So this is going to be another fun weekend. But we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done, Susie. Good work. Taking the Stormo down. I like it.
Yeah. Next up, we have two teams struggling this week. The Thorny Hornets went up against the General Tankers. It was a low-scoring game. Robert, all his players playing, was down 195 to 224, with Thacker still playing a wide receiver on Monday night. The final score was a low 241 to 195. Thacker taking Thacker to 2-3, and Rob dropping to 1-4.
Ouch.
Oh, dear.
Ouchies.
That's a fact, yeah. I mean, Thacker's got himself a nice little win here. To say that 2-4-1 is a win and 3-6-2 is a loss.
Yeah.
He's got to be absolutely elated with that, hasn't he?
Take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have beaten him.
Nice, yeah.
How many people would have actually lost to? There's one, two.
Thacker was third lowest.
Yeah, third lowest. Mm-hmm. So you'd have only have beaten Duffer and Thacker this week. Rob this week. But he got a win, so who gives a shit?
Yeah. You've got to take those all day long, haven't you?
Yeah, you do.
Just a lot of players scoring low in there, both on both sides. I know Rob's struggling with his running backs, but hopefully looking up that JT's back. But the way Moss ran on the weekend, how do you take that ball away from him? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on. I know what's going on with Harris. The fact that this offense isn't run by an actual competent OC, but there seems to be something off with Harris, especially when Warren on the as a backup is scoring more points than Harris. That's something's wrong here. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Granted, yes, I think it is Canada's offense that's been an issue, but then how does Warren then score more points? Who, I don't know. Yeah, Rob had a struggle here, didn't he? He had a zero from Marshall as well, which never helps when you get a zero.
Yeah, it hurts. The duck hurts, mate. The duck hurts. But he's got
both teams have a lot of red everywhere.
He's got he's got some players coming back off a bye, so hopefully that.
Yeah. Tough week.
Yeah, it was a tough week. Desmond Ridder, 64 points on the bench.
Oh man, like who would have thunk that? Who would have started that though?
No, exactly. Especially the last few weeks that has been happening, nothing's happened at all, has it?
Yeah, I've got to start him next week in another league.
Have to.
Yeah, have to.
Yeah, I hate those.
It's a super flex league, and my quarterbacks are Lamar, Kyler, Aaron Rodgers, Richardson, and Ridder.
Mm. Ouch. Yeah, and Lamar's on a bye this next week, isn't he?
Oh shit, is he?
I think Lamar Jackson is, yeah.
Oh well, it's just Ridder then. I've got no one to play in the super flex.
Oh, is it Ravens?
Mate.
No, it's not Ravens. No, I think is it Steelers and
mate, you're the bloody person who sorts the buys out, you tell us.
Yeah, it's not Ravens. Ravens are playing, I think you'll be fine.
He's trying to stitch you
okay,
up.
Cool.
He's trying to stitch you up, mate.
Listen, once I set my lineups, it's all gravy, baby. I don't need Pitsy to tell me what to do.
No, his bye is not. No, it's all right. His bye is on the 13th game week, so you're fine. Lamar's playing for a while.
Marvellous. Marvellous.
Happy days. Happy days.
Right, finally, we have the battle at the bottom. The Gotham City Rogues went up against Rolling with my homies. And for once, Mark managed to get well above 300 points, which helped him on his way to victory before Monday night. So he went to bed. So he woke up Monday and was happy that he didn't have to watch Monday night and panic. The game was over early. Ollie had all his players play, scoring 233, as Mark had already racked up 331 with still a wide receiver to play. The final score was 337 to 233, taking Mark to 2-3 and dropping Ollie to 1-1. war.
Oof.
Ouch.
And the other thing, like looking at it, is like 300 points, and it's he hasn't got a quarterback that's played. Like
quarterback scored 12 points, eh?
12 points, and he still managed to get 337 points. So
pick the right D this time, mate. Pick the right D.
Yeah, his two running backs went off for crazy points for 100 for him there as well, didn't they? Etienne and Mixon.
And
obviously, DJ Moore had a lovely game.
Finally realised that Fieldskin's going to throw to him.
Yeah, so that helped. That helped a lot.
230 yards, three touchdowns, two receptions between 30 and 40 yards, two receptions, 40 yards plus. One touchdown, 40-yard plus. Yeah, he had a great game. He had a monster game.
Yeah, good. Good all round there. Nice to see Pickens actually got some points, just shy of 40 points. That helped pad out Duff's score, especially with Joe Burrow as well. He had 68 points. But apart from those two, everyone else was rubbish.
We're rubbish. Yeah, Tutu's going to fall down the pecking order now that Cup's back as well, isn't he? So he's not going to see anywhere near what he was seeing in the first couple of games.
You can't play the Patriots defense. You cannot play the Patriots defense.
not right now, anyway.
Fuck.
10 points for coming up, though.
10 points for turning up. And what did they actually get the points for? Let's see.
Two sacks.
Is that it?
For watching the flea flicker.
They managed to return 42 kick return yards for 2 points.
Nice.
Two tackle for loss for 2 points. And that's about it.
Good job, Patriots. I'm proud of you, mate.
Yeah, compare that to the San Fran, San Francisco. I said this. Which pod was it?
Yeah.
I've done that before. Which pod was that on when I said San Francisco?
San Francisco.
That was with me, I think.
Ah, you see, you bring it out with me, Stocks. 49 points. Yeah, just dicked all over him, didn't he? Silly points. Yeah, Bijan Robinson. Only 23 points. They really need to start realizing that he is actually the dog's bollocks. I mean, I know, Stocks, you want Algier to actually get some ball carry, but come on, Falcons. You know he is the dog's bollocks, right?
Yeah.
He is good.
Give him some ball. You're going to win some games. Yeah.
What time do waivers process tomorrow, guys, just quickly?
8 o'clock, isn't it? 8:05.
8:05.
Yeah.
We have a really random, like, 9 o'clock at night Thursday one, don't we?
What I think I've realized is because obviously I'm in that leagues game where I've got to drop like half my team, and depending what time someone drops their player, so if we had someone drop Mahomes tonight, his waiver doesn't clear till tomorrow night. So I think that might have something to do with it. So, but like if everyone. All the players are already there. I think it's an 8:05.
All right, that makes more sense. Yeah. So if someone drops someone for these waivers now, they probably dropped them sometime this evening, and it won't be until Thursday evening that they're clear again.
Gives it like a 24-hour window, doesn't it? Not just a drop them now and you can pick them up in 5 minutes kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Is anybody bidding on the Arizona running back?
I would probably think who's ever got Connor will be.
Excellent. Yeah, Connor's out of it.
And potentially me now that you've brought it to my attention.
Well, Stormer, you're going to need a big wallet.
Well, I've got the full whack, so might as well use it. How much did you spend last year? I'm not spending that. I'd rather play a running back down than spend $70 fab dollars on a player.
Oh, well, the Broncos running back last year. Yeah, that was silly.
Which one was it?
Oh, I can't even.
Are they even still on your team?
Oh, no. He got dropped last season, I think.
the week after you spent the dollars on him.
Because that was before they signed Murray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I am looking at other people's teams, though, at the minute to see if I can trade for a running back, but we'll see.
I've got a load of broken ones.
You know, I need a fixed one. I've got a couple of broken ones, too.
I've got a few.
My two-star running backs and my star wide receiver are out this week, so...
I don't have a defense, though, this week, though, Stormer, so you've got that going for you.
All right, who are the Eagles playing? I just keep my same defense in. I just need one for a bye week, but otherwise I just play the same team.
Yeah.
Oh, they're playing the Jets. Steelers. Oh, that'd be a good one. Because Jets have got
Steelers are out this week, so.
Yeah, that's 160 points I don't have to worry about, at least, eh?
Yeah. Right. Let me just bring that back up. Okay, then. After a third of the games have been completed, here's a quick recap of the table. And for you, Stocks, I'm going to start at first. Wait, not first. 10th.
Mm-hmm.
10th place, that's Ollie. Fine. 1-4 with Rob in 9th place in 1-4. Then we move on to a couple of teams on 2 and 3. So 8th place, Mark climbs up to 2 and 3. Thacker, he's in 7th place, 2 and 3. And then we have the rest of the league apart from one team. So is that five teams all on 3 and 2. So 6th place, Simon, 3 and 2. 5th place, Dan. 4th place, Stocks. 3rd place, Susie. 2nd place, Storm, all on 3 and 2. And then one lonely team at the top. It's written down as 1-4. Definitely isn't 1-4. It's 4-1.
Is that you, Stocks?
No, I didn't touch it. That's just Pitsy's fat thumb.
I saw that. I was like, I wonder if Stocks has done that.
Ron Burgundy?
It's been a bit of a ping pong at the top in this league this year, isn't it? Where it's just chopping and changing every week.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and the fact that how many teams did I just say then were the 5 teams all on the same, all battling out still 3 and 2. This league's close. I like it.
Yeah, so everyone from 2 to 6 who are in the playoffs right now are one game away. You lose one game and you could be out of the playoffs. I know still we've got quite a few games to play, but that's how close it is. Interesting. Which is mad.
It is mad. Nice. Nice. Right. Stomo, give us some champions.
Me.
So three quarterbacks.
I mean, it's just slightly all scored. Insane, so that's
I thought about it. I was like, by the time I thought about it, I'm probably too late now. So, and after last week's, when I just jumped into the verse in the middle, so I thought I'll just, you know, keep it steady. Keep people guessing.
Okay. I like that.
So there are three quarterbacks that have scored 69, give or take. So I've rounded up.
69.
Exactly. Wait. I rounded up and rounded down. So highest scoring quarterback, Hurts, 69, Fields, and Burrow for Simon, Pitsy, and Duffer. Highest scoring running back, Mark with ETN, Moss for Dan got 63, and Brees for yourself, Pitts, got 56. We already spoke about Chase scoring 70 and DJ Moore scoring 64. Tyreek Hill, third place, 20 points behind them on 44. Goddard, 39 points. Kelsey, 38 points. He also took a knock, thinking about it. A non-contact knock, didn't he?
High ankle sprain, something like that.
Yeah. Did you hear about him and his bro going absolutely nuts about AstroTurf pitches?
No, I haven't watched that listened to that episode yet.
Sorry, that was just a bit random. Yeah, no one likes him. So, and that's one of the things that Kelsey was saying, that he looks ahead to see which teams are playing where and where they're playing on what sort of pitches, because it hurts so much more and obviously so much harder on an Astro.
Yeah.
Kittle was the third highest scoring tie-in, 33 points.
About time he kind of got himself back to business, eh?
Yeah, big time. Santos, free agent, 20 points as a kicker. In a matter of fact, I think the top 3 kickers are all free agents. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. And the highest scoring defenses are Steelers, Jets, and the Saints. Steelers on 66, Jets with 55, and the Saints with 54. And those are your highest scoring starters. Now, moving
Look
on
to that. You've just mentioned out of how many was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six positions. Uh-huh. I was in the top three for quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and defense.
Yeah, see, there we go.
I mean, not blowing my own trumpet, but I suppose I guess that's why I've managed to get 400 points.
That's how you get 402 points.
Yeah.
So the highest scoring non-starters, Ridder, we talked about 64 points for Thacker. McLaughlin. How would you say that in American accent? McLaughlin. I don't even know. I don't even know how to try. 30 points for Mark. D-Hop for me, 33 points. Tight end, 31 points. Thomas. Youngway Koo, 8 points. Saints defense, 53 points, both for me. So looking at that, Pitsy, I had 3 players in the non-starters list.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a good job you got a win, eh?
And that's no, I didn't. That's how you get 306 points.
Yeah, that's bad. As bad as that.
That's bad, bro.
Does that mean you got idiot of the week where you don't?
Wanker of the week, probably. I didn't actually look up, and I'll tell you now.
Oh yeah, worst manager. Stormo set the worst lineup and only scored 76% of their perfect possible lineup.
Wank back to wanker of the week. Can't wait. Thanks, flipping floppers, ruined my life. Thank you for that, Pitsy.
Best manager, Stocks, set his lineup 94% of their perfect possible lineup. It would have got you to 397 points, Stocks.
Didn't need it, mate.
Nah, exactly.
Yeah. What was your max, Pitsy?
It didn't say.
It says on the phone, doesn't it? If you look on the phone, yeah, it gives you the little...
Phone's better, isn't it?
I can't see it on the... Yeah. I'll have to have a look, and then I'll ping it across, or you suppose you'll be able to look yourself, but... it'll be interesting to know what my extra excess was, where it would get me. I almost scored 50% more than Simon.
Hmm.
So I'm beaten by a margin of 48%.
No one likes a bragger. Come on. We talked about this. You being at the top. You don't need to rub it in.
You won by a 3.7% margin.
Have you seen Fast and Furious? Fast and Furious?
You're not first or last.
No. It doesn't matter whether you win an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
It doesn't matter whether it's in an inch or a mile. If you're in, you're in.
Exactly.
I just totally ballsed up my sayings because that was Talladega Nights, isn't it? If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
That's it, mate. We're getting a new host next week.
Oh, good. Well, I suppose on that bombshell, we should probably finish things up, eh?
You might as well. Until next time.
Until next time. You'll need a wheelbarrow for these ballers.